Hello, welcome to Clean Slate, the podcast dedicated to helping you get out of debt. We cover everything from credit card bills to student loans to mortgages and more, all in an effort to inform you about the ins and outs of proper debt management. I'm your host, Wayne Pelletier, and with me is financial expert and credit card vice president, Juan Valladares. Welcome to the show.
It seems to me like there are businesses who put out ads for credit cards or ads for get out of debt quick schemes or ads for shopping opportunities. These advertisements, and are they Better Business Bureau rated? Do some of them sound too good to be true?
And you're kind of hitting right on the spot when it comes to that. Every time I'm listening to commercials or watching TV, I don't fast forward them, especially nowadays that we can record everything and just kind of go fast forward. I kind of pay special attention because I'm always looking to see what my competitors are doing. Over the years, what I've noticed, let's look at it from a commercial perspective, is that there's a lot of companies out there that simply, they don't even say who they are. They don't even say what their names are. You know, they just say, hi, call us today and we'll get you out of debt. I mean, really, if you're not willing to put your name out there, your location, where you reside or something like that, to make it a little bit more personal, you want to know who that company is. I think that's a pretty big red flag. What is it that you're hiding if you're sometimes not even willing to give us your name? And a lot of the times, most of these organizations are probably like referral agencies. And so they're referring you to some organization that you have no idea who that organization is. You expect them to be, you know, a credible organization. The other thing is, like you had mentioned, is to look at the Better Business Bureau. The Better Business Bureau is at least a first indicator for consumers to see, you know, some of the complaints, to see what the ratings are. You should only be conducting business when it comes to financing with a company that has an A rating. You should definitely have an A rating in order for you to proceed forward. Anything less than that really is not a good option. That's a pretty big red flag, at least from my perspective. I've done a lot of research when it comes to companies and my competitors all over the country. Most of the competitors that I've seen that have a B rating or even less typically just really are not performing good services on behalf of the consumer. And when it comes to financing, you really have to be very specific. You really have to go with an organization that has a significant amount of experience with customer service, with their finances and budgeting and managing, because a little mistake can really cost people a significant amount of money. Again, maybe another thing that I've seen around is companies that advertise that they can settle on your account, you know, that they can say, hey, you know, if you owe $10,000, you know, we'll go ahead and settle for only $1,000 or $2,000 on that amount. You know, in those cases, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is. It really is not a good thing. Consumers have to understand that, you know, if they made the debt, there are a lot of good financial things out there that they can do to get out of debt. But there's never going to be some type of formula or some type of magic wand that's going to say, okay, go disappear. And you only had to pay me, you know, 10% of the money that you owe. So that's another thing. When you start to see things of people promising you that they can lower your payments by 90%, and they can get rid of most of your debt and you only have to pay a portion of it, those are things that should make you worry.
So you mentioned something, Juan, about the Better Business Bureau in regards to companies such as credit card that can help consumers get out of debt. But it's interesting to me that that doesn't just apply to solutions for debt management. It seems to me like that would go for credit cards or banks or anyone you would allow to have access to helping you manage or conduct your financial life, you know, you and your family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Better Business Bureau is a good organization. It's been around for quite some time. And it's really like a first indicator. And it's something that most consumers should really take the time to go online and just look at what the rating is, especially when you're talking about potentially borrowing money or getting a new credit card or looking for services that will help you manage your finances. Any good company will disclose who they are, and they should have an excellent rating with the Better Business Bureau. So then this way they can provide the highest level of services, whether it be in credit counseling or getting you loans or debt management. for whatever it is. The Better Business Bureau is almost like the recommendation from a friend. You know, that's kind of a place that you kind of go first. You know, every time I do something for my house, I'm always like, hey, I need a plumber. Do you know of anyone? You know, so you just don't simply go to the yellow pages like you used to before. So if you're unsure of where to start, I think really the Better Business Bureau is a really good place to start and see what the ratings are. And you can see some of the comments from consumers and do your research before you get involved with anyone.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thank you for listening to Clean Slate from Credit Guard of America. To contact us for more information, call toll-free 1-800-851-0720 or visit us online at www.creditguard.org.